There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It is hour two on this Friday. It's a meat Friday at that, as we send you in to the weekend, 4th of July. And in case you're wondering, the Traeger Grills, pretzel burgers, brats, Chicago dogs, and smoked potato salad. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Superstars face off the two epic ladder matches at Money in the Bank. You have the winners earning the right to a championship match anywhere, anytime. Stream it live from London tomorrow, July 1st, with a special start time of 3 Eastern, kickoff show at 2 Eastern, exclusively on Peacock, which is where you can consume this show if you'd like. You can download the app and watch this program, our radio affiliates around the country. Also, NBC Sports is going to broadcast the NASCAR Cup Series inaugural street race in Chicago this weekend as the sport celebrates its 75th anniversary. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to be part of that. Good to see you, Junior. How did this race come about downtown Chicago?
Well, we used to race at Chicagoland out in Juliet, which is about, I don't know, 45 minutes, an hour away. It's a great market for us, and NASCAR wanted to get back to the Chicago market. I think that the way this began, to be honest with you, was through the iRacing software, which is a PC video game simulation, whatever you want to call it. But it's the most realistic racing game on the market today, and they were able, with that product, NASCAR was able to say, hey, use the Chicago streets and build us a street course, and then put your customers on there to drive it and race it and give it feedback. And so that's kind of how this all started. Years ago, before you had a PC simulation or any kind of a video game, you basically had to, build the racetrack and hope it worked, right? Now, with all the technology we have, Dan, to be able to build a racetrack in simulation and have drivers, real-world drivers and great simulator drivers, drive on the track and fix all the nuances and all the problems that are going to occur, it saves NASCAR, it saves track promoters, builders, millions and millions of dollars, and it probably saved the same, just an incredible amount of money in sort of understanding how to put this event on. So that's how it got started. They actually ran a simulated race on the streets of Chicago on this track in the simulated world. They put it live on TV. It was called the Pro Invitational. I actually was part of that. And it was all of our real world drivers. So this has been a, this has been in the works for about 3 years.
Okay. How would I do if let's say I got into this simulator?
You'd be terrible. You know, I think everybody that gets in a simulator, the one thing that's missing is obviously the seat of the pants feel of driving a real car and the grip and the tires and everything being connected to the road that we all know so well when we drive down the highway. So it takes a while to it's basically you're, you know, learning how to drive a race car, missing one critical sensor. Right. And once you figure out how to work through that, you get really good at it. But I could teach you if you really wanted to get into it. But it's a lot of fun. It's as close as you can get to driving a real world race car without having, you know, leaving the comfort of your house and spending, you know, thousands and millions of dollars to compete.
Well, I'm also wondering about the future of NASCAR. If you're looking at Formula One and the success that Formula One has had, and they're, you know, in the streets of Monte Carlo, like how important is NASCAR changing some of these venues to get it into downtown Chicago or, you know, some of these other cities or, you know, to do something that maybe you're going to take from Formula One?
I think that racing in the streets of some of the bigger cities in the country is a new chapter for NASCAR. I expect it to be highly successful. It's going, you know, you're limited on where you can go, what, you know, what cities and what areas could embrace it and where it could actually put, you know, function properly. There's also great examples of that, obviously in F1, but also in IndyCar. The Canadian NASCAR series runs street courses as well. So there's lots of places for NASCAR to look for examples and success and leadership on how to pull this off. We have, you know, when we race out in Joliet, because, you know, we can't build an oval right next to the city. We can't build that oval racetrack that we want to race at in these big markets right in our residential areas. So our racetracks, for example, Atlanta is in Hampton. You know, it's not even near Atlanta. It's 30, 45 minutes outside of Atlanta. All of our big tracks are connected to these, you know, these dense populated areas in the country, but they're 20 minutes to an hour drive outside the city to get to them. This is a great opportunity to really put the product right in the middle of the city, right in the heart of the city. There's going to be an incredible amount of, you know, views with the skyline. It's going to be a beautiful experience visually for not only people here in attendance like myself, but for people watching at home. We're going to see shots and imagery that we've never experienced in NASCAR, at least at the top cup level. And so I'm looking forward to that. I just walked out of the hotel this morning, walked down the racetrack on the way to the TV compound.
Yeah.
It feels surreal to be walking these streets that I was here a month ago before the track was even built or there was a barrier up or any kind of, you know, resemblance, anything that would, you know, you would recognize at a racetrack. And it's so surreal to be walking down these streets now lined with walls and barriers. And as they prepare for this race, it's an incredible moment for NASCAR. It really is. And I believe that it's going to be a big success and I'm glad I'm here for it.
How would you do if you had to race this weekend?
I probably wouldn't do that great. It's, you know, I say this often, but it's the only way I can really articulate it. Racing at the Xfinity truck level or the NASCAR Cup level, these guys do it every single week. They live it every day. They're in the simulator every day, preparing all week long. They're in meetings every day. For somebody, even like me, with all, you know, with 2 decades of experience, to not have raced in a year or more, to hop in one of these cars, you would be humbled quickly, because they're in that cycle week after week after week. They're doing it over and over and over, and they know how to get that car all the way to the limit of the grip of the tire, right up to that moment where that tire is about to break traction. For me to hop in there after not being in the car for a year to find that limit is really, really hard. And I would rarely get up to that limit. I would be, you know, quite a ways off of it. So, you know, I'm going to compete a couple times this year in Xfinity Series. We're racing at Bristol, and we got a couple events we're going to run, but I don't go in with high expectations, I'll tell you that, because it's pretty humbling to compete with those guys when they're doing it every single week.
Did you ever have a moment, a race, where you didn't want to get in the car?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I was just talking about this, so it's fresh on my mind a couple days ago. But Rockingham, after my dad passed away, that was the next race we went to. I didn't want to race. I didn't want to be there. But I didn't want to be anywhere else. You know, it was kind of one of them situations where you didn't want to be anywhere and you didn't want to be doing nothing, but you needed to be doing something. And it was just a weird place to be emotionally and mentally. But there are times when, you know, you might be sick or feeling bad. Or, you know, the car wasn't fast in practice and you're worried about having a frustrating day. But I never walked up to the race car and didn't want to climb in it, didn't want to do what I was getting ready to do. I've always felt lucky, privileged. I felt, you know, like I was right where I was supposed to be.
Great to talk to you. I can hear the excitement in your voice about this event, and hope you have fun this weekend.
I appreciate it, man. It's good to see you. I hope you're doing well, and thanks for having me on.
How are the girls doing?
Oh, man, I just was with them all week. We're having a great time. They're doing great. Nicole's 2, Isla's 5. Life couldn't be any better.
Any more on the way?
No, sir. girls is good for me. I feel blessed and lucky.
Yeah. So the pits are closed. Is that what you're saying?
I would say so. Yeah, that's we got a full house, man. It's wide open.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Junior. That's Dale Earnhardt Jr., NBC Sports NASCAR analyst, and the streets of Chicago. Sunday evening, 5:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Pre-race coverage starting at 5 Eastern. All right, we'll get some phone calls here. Actor-comedian Adam Devine, he's been in a few things. Workaholics is where I first saw him. He'd been in some movies. Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. We all pretend not to have seen
that. No, I never saw Pitch Perfect.
Oh. That was the cups thing, right? Isn't that the movie where they stacked all the cups?
Oh, boy.
Right? Isn't that it?
I didn't see it.
I'm not embarrassed to have seen that movie.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. And Rebel Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he plays Bunker something or other. He's like the hotshot a cappella singer with a lot of attitude.
So Workaholics and then The Righteous Gemstones. He's in that one as well. Modern Family, Marvin points out. Modern Family. He had a recurring role there. So he'll join us coming up in a little bit. Andrew in Washington leads us off this second hour. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan, and that's happy Meat Friday. Hey, I wanted to thank you, Dan, for having Molly on the 1215 podcast last week. 1215 podcast has been great the last couple of weeks with the interview format, her coming on and telling her jazz club story and her story of cooking with the next door neighbor, but you guys not knowing where she was. Just amazing to hear all those. So thanks for doing that. Also, I got a T-shirt idea.
Oh.
You mentioned the Dead Moms Club last week.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you could put one out that was RUNDMC for a Run DMC type of T-shirt. RUN Dead Moms Club. Anyways, by the way, Liam Neeson's newest trailer, Retribution, just came out, Polly. Check it out. If he stops driving, the car explodes.
Oh,
anyway,
I love it.
Got a dad of the day for the weekend.
Okay. All right. Okay.
In the past 30 years, there's only been 5 number one NBA draft picks to be an all-star in their rookie seasons. If the French Prince, Victor Wembanyama, can do it, he'll join Shaq, Grant Hill, Tim Duncan, Yao Ming, and Blake Griffin as a rookie all-star. That's your stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, the 1215 podcast, hosted by Mario. That'll be after the show. That's the wrap-up show with the backroom guys. Let's see. What else do we have here? Andrew in Atlanta. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, boys. God, does Andrew in Washington really pack a lot into a call?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Andrew Brothers back-to-back here. So anyways, I was privileged over the weekend, last weekend, to be able to help a former NFL player from the Lions, Quintez Cephas, who was a part of that investigation. I helped him move into his new apartment, Dan. He's an Atlanta local, mm-hmm. so he's going to be down here training on his off time. And he talked about the punishment. He talked about, he actually opened up and said the reason he got into gambling and how he was caught was he was injured and he wasn't playing. He was bored. He wanted to spend some of his time, and it became an addiction for him. And he even felt like he felt something from it. And so I kind of felt bad for the guy, honestly, but he still didn't seem to grasp the policies. Again, we've talked about that on the show, but
yeah.
when we were talking, he just never really understood what he did wrong other than betting in the facility. So just thought I'd share that. It was an eye-opening story.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for the phone call. Have a great weekend. Yeah, look, we have a sponsorship with DraftKings, but I'm quick to point out, I gambled for a while, and it was an addiction. I got out. I survived. But, you know, you have to talk about this because it can become an addiction. If you just have that in your DNA, you know, I have it in mine. If I'm going to do it, then I'm going to continue to do it. But you also have to understand, what are my limitations here? People go to a casino. Imagine if you run a casino knowing people go there and they say, I have this amount to lose. You already know the house is going to win because they're going in with that's their motto. That's their rallying. Hey, I got this amount to lose. Boy, if I'm the house, I certainly love that. But you're not going to beat the NFL. You're not going to beat baseball. You're not going to beat basketball. Everything is temporary. I mean, if you do win, you might win 53-54% of the time. I mean, and you'll have runs. You'll have streaks. I went 17 consecutive bets that I won on football. And then you're all in. Now, I wasn't betting a lot. But if you're doing 17 bets and I was betting $100 or $200, then all of a sudden you get up to $3,000, $4,000. You know, I was up to $9,000. And I went all in on a $3,000 bet for a bowl game. And I lost it. I lost $3,300. And that was it. It's the last bet I made. So when I talk about DraftKings or you want to get into fantasy, any of those things, I try to give you full disclosure here just so you understand. It doesn't mean you're going to listen to what I'm saying. I hope you do. But if you do it to enjoy it. You will not win. Guaranteed. Will not win. Everything is temporary. Because I'm like, I killed it last year. It doesn't mean anything when you go into the next year. You can win, but it's temporary. And when you lose, and then you double up, and then you double up, and then you're chasing. And when you chase, that's when you get yourself really, you get to the depths of degradation. You're like, oh my God, how did I get here? I used to gamble, and they used to have this betting line. You could call up and get scores. And I would call, even though I'd already won the bet, I was so addicted to hearing that I had won the bet, I would call this, you know, 800 number just to hear the scores. I think it was called Sports Phone. And I would call just to hear that Army had covered. So it gets into your system, into your DNA. Just understand it. Be careful. Everything in moderation. You can have fun with it. But understand what's at stake here. And I hope that these players and further players are going to understand what's at stake here. Because it's their career. Their career. Imagine, I've dreamed of being in the NFL. And then I'm not in the NFL. And then I get cut. I get suspended. And then you're trying to get back in. You may be branded for life. Because unless you're really, really good, there's a team that's not going to take a chance on you. Especially if you bet on your team or teammate, as one player did with the Colts. So, everything in moderation. Just saying. Take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Will Ferrell will join us coming up top of next hour. And we'll come back with the actor-comedian Adam Devine back after this. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, the brand new NFT platform. It's available at NFT, NFT.PaniniAmerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards here. The Panini public auctions on the site. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The official products of the NFL, NBA, FIFA World Cup, UFC, and collegiate sports. Collectors, share your cards in the public gallery. Complete challenges, earning exclusive award cards and more. Be sure to check out the newly released NFL and NBA Prism Packs and the Panini NFT platform. New features coming next month. And the only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards, giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. NFT.PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Ace of Base? Is that who this is?
No.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Ace of Base did All That She Wants.
Oh. Is another baby. She's gone tomorrow.
Also a 90s song.
Though. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. This didn't make my rotation there. No. This is Sir Mix-a-Lot, you said?
Yeah, the Pride of Seattle.
Okay. All right.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Okay.
That was everywhere in 1992, so.
It was a massive, massive song.
I was like, what's an anaconda? Turn that off!
Adam Devine set to join us. He stars in The Outlaws on Netflix that premieres July 7th and continues to star in The Righteous Gemstones on HBO Max. And Adam Devine, actor-comedian, joining us on the program. How's your morning going, Adam?
Yeah, I'm okay, Dan. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Yeah. I'm hearing in the neighborhood there could be issues, so I just want to make sure everything's good.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. My neighbor is doing some construction, and I thought I might need to get violent, but I don't think so. I think he's playing it cool.
Okay, are you more famous than your neighbor?
Than my that one? Yeah, I think he's an orthopedic surgeon, so I might have him beat.
Well, you're always in a good mood. You're a funny guy, so I.
He's more useful. I might be more famous. He's definitely more useful.
Okay, but you could you be mad where you with your face as an actor, like you're used to, you know, fun guy.
Like, see, that's what I want. I want to get that role where everyone's like, oh, he's just an affable man. Everybody likes this guy, and then something clicks, and I'm like, go pass. They're not knocking my door down to give me that role. So
okay. Actor, comedian, or comedian, actor?
However you want to say it.
But how do you want me to say it?
Actor, comedian. It really doesn't matter. I love being a comedian. So if you say comedian, actor, I'm perfectly happy.
I was wondering how to phrase this, and my guys kept saying I was saying it wrong. You got a funny face. From the standpoint of when you come on, I laugh. So yeah. is it a compliment to, or should I say it in a different way that you have a, like Will Ferrell has a funny face when he's on, Jack Black, funny face.
We all are inflicted with the same disease of funny face syndrome. you know, I've had that my entire life, and there was a time that I thought I might do something else with my life. And then enough adults told me that I have a funny face. I'm like, I think I have to get into comedy. There's no other path for me.
Okay, but is that a compliment? Or should I come up with a better way?
No, man, it's not a compliment. No, I'm offended, but I'm playing it cool.
Okay.
No, it's okay. I'm fine.
Well, you make me laugh every time I see you, and then you come up on screen and you steal the scene.
Well, thank you, Dan. Yeah. No, I think another phrase for it is punchable face. Either people or they want to hit me.
When's the last time you were in a fight?
I just want to squish that face. It's been a while now. Yeah. I trained at this boxing gym here in Hollywood, and my first training partner was Randy Couture, the UFC fighter.
Oh yeah.
And he didn't take it easy on me. I think he didn't think I had a funny face. I think he thought I had a punchable face, and it was for sure.
Well, you could use comedy to disarm him.
That's right. I could have, but I couldn't look up. I was just trying to duck and cover at that point.
I want you to listen. If I do a voiceover, you know, you always have In a World, you know, those guys. So if I'm going to promote The Outlaws,
mm-hmm.
Owen Browning is a straight-laced bank manager about to marry the love of his life, Parker, when his bank is held up by the infamous Ghost Bandits during his wedding week. He believes his future in-laws, who just arrived in town, are the infamous Outlaws.
Dan, quit your job right now. I've got a gig for you. You are a voiceover assassin, my friend.
Did I kill you?
That was great, yeah.
Okay, fill us in on the movie, because Ellen Barkin and Pierce Brosnan play your in-laws.
Yeah, so they play my in-laws. They come into town. I'm a bank manager. I'm pretty buttoned up, and they're just wild. They come in wearing their cool leathers, having their cool faces, and they take me out. We party. I go skydiving. I get a tattoo. I'm like a ton of things I wouldn't do. I go into work the next morning. I'm talking to Little Rel, who works for me at the bank, and I'm like, man, this is the best night of my life. My in-laws are so great. I am a little hungover. I need a nice, chill day here at work. Click, click, there's a gun to my head, and two people are robbing my bank. And as they leave, they say something that leads me to believe that that it's my in-laws. Then they end up owing someone some money, like in Heat, where they had like someone that cleans their money for them.
Yeah.
And we stole it from Heat. And they owe this person like $5 million. And that person kidnaps my fiance. And now I have to team up with my in-laws to try to get my fiance back. And that's really the movie.
He's Adam Devine, the Outlaws on Netflix, premieres July 7th and continues to be a star in The Righteous Gemstones on HBO Max. What do people say to you? They see you on the street. What's the first thing that you know you're probably going to get?
I mean, it depends on their age. If they're young, if they're, I would say Pitch Perfect's probably the most. And then Workaholics and Modern Family is a close second, I would say. But I get a lot of people that are just like, sing for me, sing. I'm like, I'm trying to eat eggs. This is omelet time. This isn't time for crooning.
But you can sing, but Pitch Perfect, you have to sing.
I do have to sing. Yeah, it's mandatory.
Yes.
Movie.
But your love, you and Rebel Wilson have become, you know, like Sandler and Drew Barrymore. You know, we kind of.
I was just texting with Rebel this morning.
Oh,
yeah, she's doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the comedy that you saw and you go, this is what I want to do? Or was it stand up or was it a movie?
You know what it kind of was? And this maybe it's bad. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this. But I when I was a kid, I watched Evening at the Improv. Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
It was just at the Improv here on Melrose in Hollywood. And they just had comics come up every night and they called it Evening at the Improv. They did like 200 episodes of it. And when I was a kid, my dad loved watching it. And I remember watching, it wasn't like the Chris Rocks or the like super famous people that for sure are going to go on and be icons in the business. It was the guys that weren't that good that I was like, well, I could do that. I can be mediocre. And that's what inspired me. So I'm hoping my career inspires some other kid out there. Like, I can do that.
If he can.
I can for sure do it. Well, so it was that. And then watching, you know, I love Adam Sandler and Chris Farley. And that was kind of my generation of SNL people. And like what Sandler's been able to build, making all these movies, casting his friends, kind of keep pulling back to the talent well of all of his friends from SNL is kind of my dream, what I would like to end up doing. And Dream Come True was my producing partner on The Outlaws. So
that's awesome.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty incredible.
Well, you know, I've been in some Sandler movies.
I do know this. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you may not know I'm that good of an actor that was me in those movies.
Which movie was it? I might have just lied to you.
I've been in 20 of them, Adam.
You've been in 20 of his movies?
Grown-Ups, Grown-Ups 2, Just Go With It, Longest Yard.
My God.
Why is it I did my homework on you and you didn't do your homework on? That's bullshit.
Hey, well, Dan, it's because I'm about to do 25 of these today. How many interviews are you doing today?
20. Just you. Just you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. How important is Nebraska football in your life?
I mean, yes, they're the best. I love them. And national championships this year. It's finally.
Okay, if you could be nominated for an Academy Award, or Nebraska could be in the national title game, what would you take?
Well, I'm a selfish little prick, so I'm going to pick myself. But
I respect that.
Yeah, I'm
going to
pick myself. Yes. But I mean, they've won titles.
Oh, long time. You weren't even born then.
I was born. I was a young boy, but I was there. I'm telling you. Yeah, I mean, that was like right when I had just moved. My family moved to Omaha in 1994.
Yeah.
And that was the start of our real run. And
Tommy Frazier.
Yeah. I didn't know we could lose. I was like, this is just how it goes. moved to the big city of Omaha, Nebraska, and your college football team just wins.
Did you drive by Warren Buffett's house?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, and you look at it and you go, I could do that.
I know. I could buy that.
I could buy that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with the Outlaws. Thank you so much. Good luck with the Righteous Gemstones. And once again, when your face comes on camera, it's not a funny face. You just are funny when there's a compliment in there somewhere.
Yeah,
and look, when we hang up and then you say to your publicist, what an ass. Did you hear what he said? Okay.
No, my publicist is, yeah, he's nodding his head yes right now.
Okay, fair enough.
He's like, funny. It's funny.
Use it. Hey. Thank you. Great to talk to you, Adam.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Adam Devine. Okay. I said this yesterday. When I see his face, it makes me laugh. He's got a funny face. All right. Go ahead. Critique. Let's go. Who wants to go first?
Well, it's like, because I know where we're trying to get with it, but it's like, because when he could be telling me about his dog dying, and I would be kind of like, yeah. Okay.
Right.
You know, because there are people who have faces like that, that just immediately are like, okay, this is going to be funny. But it doesn't mean that he's funny looking.
He has a funny face. Jack Black, funny face. When they come on, okay, maybe the problem is there's a better way to give him a compliment.
How, though? How
do you? I don't know. I could have done it in a long-winded way. Hey, whenever you come up on camera, I laugh, and then I could have left it at that. But he does have a, like Will Ferrell, when he comes on camera, I laugh automatically. Yes, Mark.
Can you say that to a woman? Because there's a comedian.
No.
Who I think of whenever I see her face, I'm ready to laugh.
Okay. And that is?
Rachel Dratch.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Saturday Night Live?
Yep.
Yeah, funny. Yep. Yes, Tom?
Yeah, but you'd have to say, I guess, you look like someone that's about to say something funny. I know it's a long-winded way of saying it. This way, they don't feel like you're saying they're funny-looking or you're laughing at what their face shape or structure looks like.
Yeah.
You just to look at certain people, it's like, this person looks like they're about to say something funny.
Do you think he took at it as a compliment?
No.
No, but you were charming enough and explained it enough where I think you guys are cool with each other. I don't think he's got a problem with you or anything.
No. Marvin, do you think that Adam Devine took that as a compliment?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I don't.
What a jerk. What a jerk. Yes, Pauline.
I think we all would like to think we're some level of good looking in this life. To some level, whether we're a 5 or a 6. You know, it can't be Brad Pitt or John Hamm.
Who thinks they're better than a 6?
Face?
Yeah. Seton?
I think I have it in me, but I'm probably about 30 pounds from that.
Have it in me?
I'm probably about 30 pounds from...
See, I never had it in me. I never had it where I go, oh, you know what? I think in the mid-90s doing SportsCenter. Okay. I think I had it.
Yeah.
I think I had it for like 3 years.
Yeah, I'm not uncomfortable with the way I look. Okay. But I'm just fat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say I'm a 7. I'm going to go 7. Like a solid 7. Maybe 8 during my SportsCenter day. You know, solid jawline.
See, you do have it in you. Yeah. You just said you don't know if you had it in you. You just dragged yourself up to an 8.
No, but you could get back there. I can't. I can't get back to those SportsCenter days.
You're shredded. What are you talking about?
Yeah, shredded wheat. Yeah. Oh, I just saw this. Jeff Van Gundy let go. Let me see. I just got this from Todd. Oh, boy. So New York Post is reporting ESPN is letting go around 20 on-air personalities in efforts to save tens of millions of dollars. So Jeff Van Gundy had been there 16 years with Mike Breen and Mark Jackson. You know what? Let me take a break. We'll come back. Neil Everett, who was let go by the mothership, he had been there 20 years doing the late-night sports center. He'll join us in the final hour of the show. Will Ferrell at the top of the hour to let us know if he's all in going to Dublin with us. So we'll take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why? Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Your cookout playlist? Would this play in the backyard at your cookout?
No.
Oh, it would not?
No.
Huh.
But okay. You know what? We were talking about songs when, like, if a movie came out right now and you would flash back to 1997,
yeah,
this song might be playing in the background.
Oh, okay.
This or, like, Fine Young Cannibals.
By the way, we were just looking at the new trailer for Liam Neeson movie, Retribution. And basically, it's kind of like a takeoff of Speed, where you can't slow down in his car, and there's a bomb in the car, and if he slows down, I don't know why they didn't call it "Don't Slow Down", instead of Retribution, because when you're watching it, you're going to be yelling "Don't slow down". You're not going to yell Retribution. Sounds like WWE. Don't.
Do people yell the name of the movie back at the screen?
No, but they might yell that you don't want him to. Don't
Creed
slow down.
Three.
No,
Creed
no, no, three! No, no. Don't slow down. He's being told, don't slow down, or get out. Get out. Get out. Have you ever yelled at the movie screen when you're in a theater? Have you ever said something where you're actually waiting for somebody to talk back to you there? No? Yes, Don?
Maybe once in a while in a horror movie and you don't realize you're saying, why are you going behind the barn?
Oh, I know. Like I know. By the way, first time ever, NASCAR hitting the streets of Chicago. Don't miss all the action Sunday on NBC and Peacock. Liam Neeson's new movie, Retribution.
Todd? The point is, it's not that he can't slow down, though. He can stop moving. He just has to do what the guy says. and then the car's wired to explode at any time that the person wants it to. So it's not really like a,
oh,
if you go below 25 miles an hour.
Oh, okay. Then I sit corrected. Then it shouldn't be don't slow down.
Retribution.
It should be retribution.
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 Creed 3. That's very funny.
Thank you, Todd. Alejandro in Portland.
Buenos dias, mis amigos.
Buenos dias. Buenas noches.
No, son buenos dias. Come on. It's early on my side.
Oh, okay. Buenos dias. Buenas noches.
All right. So, first of all, I want to thank all of you for doing such a great job. You guys wake me up in the morning, and you guys make my day super fantastic. And the other thing is I have a new T-shirt idea.
Oh.
Because I fell into the Dan Patrick realm.
Okay.
So my youngest daughter got married a few weeks ago, and I was like, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to pull a Dan. I'm not going to cry. I cried the entire way walking her down the aisle, and it was outside. And I was like, I'm crying like that. And then I had to give a speech. Oh. You know how the speech goes. I cried the entire time.
I love it. Thank you, Alejandro. I appreciate that. You know, I have nightmares about this. I have three daughters. They're not married. Two might be getting married, you know, in the next year or so. And I have nightmares of walking down the aisle and actually crying. Not tears, like being loud. Sobbing as I walk down the aisle. And I don't know if there's something that maybe I could be hypnotized. Maybe I could be... have meds that would help me. So I'm not sure, but I do have nightmares about that because I don't want to take away from my daughter and the wedding, but I am going to be so bad.
Like you cry so much that now it's about you.
Yes.
Yes. You don't want to find yourself in that territory.
And I'm thinking of bringing my son up when I have to give a speech at the reception where he will then. He'll be the guy who interprets what I'm trying to say. He'll just say, what my dad is trying to say is, da, da, da. And then I'll try again, and then he'll come in, and he'll be my closer. He's my Trevor Hoffman, my Mariano Rivera. Yes, Marv.
Were you a big crier before you had kids?
No. No. Because my wife was like, what's the deal with, you know, crying? And I go, I don't know. It just happened. And now I can't stop. Can't stop. By the way, I mentioned this before we went to break. ESPN has let go Jeff Van Gundy. He had been there 16 years covering the NBA with Mark Jackson and Mike Breen. They are, according to the New York Post, Andrew Marchand, ESPN's letting go around 20 on-air personalities in an effort to save tens of millions of dollars. Yet Jalen Rose just got released. Is that right, Paulie?
Yeah, from Andrew Marchand of the New York Post.
Oh, man. J.J. Redick, Doris Burke, Richard Jefferson, most likely candidates to replace Jeff Van Gundy. Doc Rivers could be an outside choice as well because his salary demands are offset by what the Sixers still owe him. Doc Rivers very close with Mike Breen. So, wow. Okay. I haven't been there in a long, long time, but there's still a lot of people I know. And I always felt bad for the people behind the scenes because nobody mentions them. They don't get a victory lap. It's just like, hey, thanks. That's it. And what happens is we'll move on from this eventually, and then there'll be a new wave that comes in, and then they'll get good, and then their salaries get up to a certain level. So the better you are, the more likely it is you would lose your job. So you can be mediocre and keep your job. And I have friends who were really good and were dedicated and spent a couple of decades there. And they got to a point where their salary was expendable. They were too good. They made too much money. Final hour coming up. Going to have a good time. Will Ferrell's going to join us coming up. He'll let us know, is he joining us in Dublin? Also, Neil Everett spent 20 years at the mothership. We'll stop by as well. Final hour, Meet Friday, coming up.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.